Did you notice what the angel said when he first appeared to Mary? Anybody notice? Or anybody remember from having heard it before? Yes. Do not be afraid, exactly. There were so many times in the Christmas story that something happened that could have made somebody really, really afraid. And I want to read you a poem, but I want some help from you guys with this, because it helps us to think about all the times that somebody in the Christmas story could have been too afraid to do their bit. And so the line that we're all going to say together is, do not be afraid. Do you think we can do that? Let's try it all together. Do not be afraid. Now, I want it to be nice and loud, but we mustn't draw it out too much because otherwise it'll be difficult to read the poem. So let's try it once more. Do not be afraid. Okay, let's give this a go. Every time, I'm just going to punch the air because I haven't got time to say your line, so I'm just going to punch the air. Do not be afraid. The angel said to Mary, do not be afraid. My child, you're going to have a baby. He will be great. The Son of God, his kingdom will not end. Do not be afraid today, for God will be your friend. Do not be afraid, heard Joseph in his dream. Do not be afraid, for things are not what they seem. The child she bears is from the Lord, and Jesus is his name. Do not be afraid today, for God will show the way. Do not be afraid, young Joe, your plans have gone astray. Do not be afraid if there's nowhere fit to stay. God's Son has come to lay his head in the squalor of a stall. Do not be afraid of mess, he's with us in it all. Do not be afraid, the shepherds hear good news. Do not be afraid, they're told, the Saviour's born to you. You'll find the Christ in Bethlehem, a child of humble birth. Do not be afraid today, for God has come to earth. Do not be afraid, the star will lead you far from home. Do not be afraid when God's path hits the unknown. Take your presents to him, you'll find treasure words can't tell. Do not be afraid, here on earth the Lord will dwell. Brilliant, thank you. Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause. So as I said, every time an angel appears in the Christmas story, in fact, just about every time an angel appears in the whole Bible, the first thing they say is, do not be afraid. And it's probably not surprising, because the way the Bible describes angels is they're like huge, shiny warriors with swords and superpowers. You probably would be afraid, wouldn't you, if one just appeared in front of you? But I don't think that when they said don't be afraid, I don't think they just meant it's an angel, don't be afraid. I think there was a little bit more to it than that, because angels always come to announce something. And I think they meant God has got something in store for you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what God's going to do. Don't be afraid of the new thing that God's doing in your life. Because sometimes following God's plans will turn your whole life upside down. I mean, look at Mary. She was an ordinary teenage girl. Not rich, not posh, not powerful. And the angel told her she was going to have a baby, which, let's be honest, was not part of her plan at that point in her life. That was not where she thought her life was going. And then the angel told her that this baby was going to be the most important person who ever lived, ever. And guys, that's scary. This baby in here is going to be the most important human being ever. That is scary. Sometimes we just look at ourselves and see limitations. But God looks at us and sees possibilities. Sometimes we look at ourselves and think, I couldn't do that. But God looks at you and says, yes, you can with my help. Do not be afraid. And then there was Joseph. Poor lad. He finds a nice girl, does the right thing, and then suddenly she's talking about angels and she's got a baby on the way. And he's supposed to just go along with all that God stuff. Honest truth, I'm talking to the blokes now. Sometimes our pride gets in the way when it's our wife or girlfriend who finds Jesus before we do. You don't have to nod, but I know I'm talking to some of you in here. If you're here today because your wife or girlfriend said, it's only once a year, be polite, smile, look like you're enjoying it. You won't have to do this again till next Christmas. I mean, you have my sympathy, I do understand, because we worry. We worry that we might look soft. We worry what our mates might think if we tell them on a Monday morning that I went to church yesterday. It's a little bit scary, particularly if it's your wife or girlfriend that discovers it first. Joseph got over that, and you can too. Do not be afraid. And then the baby was born and the angel came back, and this time it's a group of shepherds who get to hear the announcement, which was weird because shepherds were not popular people in those days. They weren't. Everyone thought shepherds were dirty and smelly. They lived with the animals. Shepherds were really used to being left out. So when the angels came with an invitation to the shepherds, come and join in. God's not leaving anybody out. You're included. They still had to walk down into town where they might get rejected. They still had to walk through that door not knowing what kind of welcome they would get on the other side. And if you've never been there, I'll tell you, that is scary. That is scary. But what a welcome they got when they actually believed that that invitation was for them as well. Do not be afraid. And then finally there was the wise men. And they were a surprise because they were from a different country, they spoke a different language, they followed a different religion, and God showed them a star and told them to just follow and let him worry about where it would lead them. Has God ever asked you to trust him without knowing where that trust was going to take you? Without ever being able to see the end from the beginning? That is scary. That is scary. But they followed. And they found the greatest treasure of all. Do not be afraid. The arrival of God on earth isn't a cute story from 2,000 years ago. It's an invitation to the adventure of living life with God involved in your story. Like Mary and like Joseph and like the shepherds and like the wise men, it's real and it's exciting and sometimes it is a bit scary. But take a tip from the angels. You are invited. Do not be afraid. So we are going to make some Christmas decorations, and these Christmas decorations, they're not just decorations, they're decorations with a meaning. And as we go through, I'm going to explain to you what the meaning of each part is. But before I do that, I'd like you to welcome to the stage the human orange, Mr. Caden. Mind the candles as you go past. The steps are over here. You can do better than that. Give him a round of applause. The human orange, or the orange human, I'm not quite sure which is. This is actually making me feel really old this morning, because when I first came to this church, Caden was about this big, and I used to pick him up and carry him around. And now he's this big, and he could probably pick me up and carry me around. So I'm feeling a little... No, sorry, we're not going to try it. I'm feeling a bit old this morning. So we are going to make some Christmas decorations called Christingles, and I'm hoping that there are some people that are going to help me by taking the buckets around and handing out the oranges. While we do this, the human orange is going to jog on the spot. Oh, did we not discuss this bit? See if you can keep going while they're handing the oranges out. Brilliant. Are there a couple of people that side? There's three buckets that side. A couple of people that would hand those round for me? Sorry, I should have organised this beforehand, but I didn't. Wonderful. If you sort of spread out and go around the church, pass them down the lines so everybody gets an orange. Keep going, you're doing great. So as you receive the orange, you'll see that just like my human orange here on the platform, the oranges are big and round, and the oranges are to remind us and to make us think about something else that is even bigger and round, and that is the whole world. And so the orange, the starting point of our Christingle, is to remind us that God's love isn't just for me, isn't just for me and the human orange, isn't just for those of us here in Thornhill Baptist Church. God's love is for the entire world and everybody in it. Could you wave if you haven't received an orange yet? And one of my helpers will come round. Anyone not got an orange? Okay. Your oranges already have the next thing on them, and that is a red ribbon going around the middle. And so we're going to put one of those on our human orange and turn him into a human Christingle. Could you hold that end for me just for a minute? Thank you very much. Wonderful, thank you, thank you. Now we put a red ribbon or some red tape around the Christingle to remind us that when God came to earth in the person of Jesus, he didn't stay a baby. He grew up and became a grown-up. And at Easter time, or what we celebrate at Easter time, is that Jesus died for us and then came back to life. And although we tend not to think about that at Christmas, because at Christmas we think about baby Jesus, but Jesus came as a baby so that he could grow up and do all the things that he did as an adult. And part of that was dying for us and coming back to life. So to remind us of that, and to remind us that he shed his blood for us, we have a red ribbon around our orange. Now my helpers are going to bring all the other bits around to you, and we're going to start making. You doing all right there? Whilst we're doing this, the human orange is going to do some star jumps. Take a look at those sweets on those sticks. The idea is that they're stuck into the four corners of the earth. Now, the earth doesn't really have corners, but it's all the way around the earth. Who thinks that sweets are a good thing? I think that sweets are a good thing. And the sweets are to remind us that God loves to give us good things. And again, not just us, but all the way around the world. In all the seasons of life, God loves to give us good things. And so the sweets on the sticks are to remind us that we have a kind, generous, loving, giving God all the time. Brilliant. So if you hold the sweets out nice and straight, everyone give Caden one more round of applause. You should have something that either looks like this or looks like that or has a glow stick in the top. Is everybody about there? Take a look at the candle or the glow stick. What that is to remind us of is that Jesus came as the light of the world. That's one of the names we give him. There are so many places, not just physical places, but places in our lives, places in our society that are a bit dark one way or another. And Jesus came to make a difference. And at Christmas, we remember that he came as the light of the world. And that's what the candle or the glow stick in the Christingle is to remind us of. So has everybody got a ready-to-go Christingle with a not yet set off? Because we're going to have a beautiful moment in a minute. Every time, I'm going to tell you the theory and then we'll see what actually happens. Every time we say, so do not be afraid, the next person down the line is going to bring their Christingle to the last person's and light their candle from the last person's so the light works its way down the line. When we get to the very last do not be afraid, as we light the last candle, we are all going to light our glow sticks and it's going to be a beautiful moment. We'll see what actually happens, but that's the plan. The important thing, you guys at the front, when you've got a burning candle, don't take the burning candle to the other person. Let the other person whose candle isn't burning yet come to you. Does that make sense? Brilliant. I checked with the lawyers. They said we could do this once. And then as we get to the last candle, we're all going to light our glow sticks and hold them up in the air. Let's pray together. You doing all right? Fantastic. Let's pray. When I say the light has come at Christmas, we're all going to say, so do not be afraid. Lord, thank you that the orange reminds us that your love extends to everybody in the world. Help us each to realize that I too am loved by you. The light has come at Christmas. So do not be afraid. Lord, thank you that the red ribbon reminds us that Jesus gave everything so that we could be invited into your family. Help us each to realize that I'm invited too. The light has come at Christmas. So do not be afraid. Lord, thank you that the sweets remind us that you are generous and kind and give us good things. Help us each to notice the good things that you give to us. The light has come at Christmas, so do not be afraid. Lord, thank you that the candle reminds us that your light has come to light up the dark places in life. Help us each to remember that you are close, even on the difficult days. The light has come at Christmas, so do not be afraid. Lord, we thank you that the Christingle reminds us that God has made his home here in this world with us. Help us each to find you and to get to know you. The light has come at Christmas. So do not be afraid. And this is the point at which to crack your light stick, give it a shake, and then hold them all up in the air so we can see them all. We could put the main lights down and keep them down. Yes. Doug, would you, or Sarah, thank you. Oh, somebody's got it. Magic from the balcony. There, I told you that would be a beautiful moment. Isn't that a beautiful moment? Look at that. Wonderful. Can we give these guys at the front a round of applause? Thank you very much. Blow them out before you go back to your places. Can we give Caden the Human Orange a massive round of applause? Thank you so much. You can go and change if you like. Or you can keep it on for the rest of the service. It's entirely up to you. We're going to sing our final song, Silent Night.